things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we can look at things that are not seen. There are some things that are seen. There are some things that are felt. There are some emotions. There are situations. There are some circumstances. And those are things that are seen. The scripture says, according to the scripture, we can look at something that is not seen. And we can not look at something that is seen. That scripture, that word seen, you can say seen, or you can say felt, or but it speaks of things that are perceived by our five physical senses: our sight, our smell, our taste. We can see or feel. It has to do with things that you can perceive by your senses. Now, of course, we use our senses to get around in this world, as far as like when you're going across the street, you look both ways to see if something is coming. If an 18-wheeler is coming, go on and observe the fact that that's a truck coming down the street. And it's not talking about walk out in front of trucks and not look at them, but he's talking about while we look not at things, we don't let things dictate our existence, the conditions of our existence. So while we look at things, today I said, how do you not look at a thing that you see? The way you do it is you ignore it. You don't say that it is not there. You simply say what God says about it. You don't say that it is not there. You redirect your attention, your thoughts, to what God said about it. Let me give you an example. Look at Romans, the 4th chapter. Over to your left. Romans, the 4th chapter. While we look not at the things which are seen. There are situations and there are some negative things. There are some things that are contrary to what God says to you and me that goes along with our life in Christ, in the Spirit, in Him. Those things, you can ignore them and focus on what God said about them. Now, the 4th chapter of Romans and the 17th verse. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So it's not lying, it's just saying what we believe. This is the key. This is how everything works. Everything works by faith in the kingdom of God. That's how everything works in the kingdom of God. You condition your mind, you acclimate your mind to the reality that this is how we live. This is how things work in this kingdom that we've been redeemed into. We don't live by sight. We walk by faith, listen, and not by sight. Faith is the evidence that we have to live by, to look at, and this is what we use, we live by, this is what we consider. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing. So without having something else to look at, aside from what God said, there is no possibility of having faith in God. Without knowing something that God said about the situation, there is no faith in God where that situation is concerned. So how important it is for us to know what God said so that we can have faith in a certain situation. In a situation, in an area of your life where there is knowledge of God's word, faith can be in that area. Faith comes not by feeling, not by experience, not by suffering. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So where there is knowledge of what God said, that part of your life, you can have faith in God. Amen. Now, the 17th verse, as it is written, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. And he said that to Abraham when he couldn't have any children and his wife couldn't have any children. But here's God saying, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. And you're called to live like your daddy. Amen. You're called to walk God's walk, talk like God talks, because you are sons of God. We talk like God talks, and it's not telling something that's false. You're actually simply saying what you believe, and you believe what God said. God can't lie. If God lies about anything, then we can't believe the Bible, any of the Bible. But there's nothing that God says that is not true. So we choose as an act of our will to believe right now, present tense, whatever we know God said about something. And the way you do it, the way you walk in the reality of that unseen, unfeeling realm is by faith. Faith is our evidence of what we do not see. It's evidence, and you need your evidence when you don't see something. Evidence is what you have when you don't feel something. Evidence is what you have when the situation doesn't look like what the evidence say. God's word is evidence. Amen. Hebrews 11 chapter. Hebrews the 11th chapter. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what we live by. The just shall live by faith. Read it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there is something that is set aside, that is real in the unseen realm, at the same time that you see things in this seeing realm. The reality of that unseen realm is what you're called to walk in. And you walk by faith, not by sight. You walk by your evidence, and your evidence is in God's word. Let God be true. Let what God be saying is true, because God cannot lie. And you, once you're walking by your faith, once you're walking in the evidence, God has given you and me the ability to overcome any circumstance and to walk above any evil that's in this world by faith. Amen. You and I have been called to live our lives by faith. And that is the victory. That's how you live in victory, no matter what the situation, no matter what circumstance you're in. The way you live in victory is you live in victory by your evidence. God's word is true. It's true when he said it, and it's true when it doesn't even look like it. It's true when it does look like it. Amen. And we live our life. That is an unshakable realm. It doesn't ever change. And you stay in victory all the time. 1 John, the 5th chapter, 1 John chapter 5, and verse 4, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. People who are born of God, every word that is born of God, every word that comes out of God, that word will overcome this seeing realm. In its situation, in its circumstance, if you find something that God said about the circumstance, what God said will overcome what you see. Amen. While we look not at the circumstances, at the things, at the feelings, at the symptoms. Don't say the symptoms are not there. We just ignore them. And the only way you could ignore them is have something else to look at. And God's word is what you look at, because God's word will never change, but the symptoms will change. The circumstance in your life can change. The feelings and the emotions and the things that you can see, that can all change. But when you look at God's word, it does never change. Everything else will change to fit God's word when you agree with God. Amen. So if it came out of God, that will overcome anything that's in this world. If the devil is present and you know something that God said, what God said will overcome the devil. If there's any darkness in your life and you know what God said, the Bible says the entrance of his word gives light and understanding to the simple. So if you know what God said and there's any darkness in your situation, any darkness in your life, what God said will overcome that area of darkness in your life. We have something that overcomes this world. And this, though, is the victory that actually makes that overcoming real in your life. So we have what overcomes the world, but it is our acting like what God said is true that makes that victory real to you. You have the victory, but the victory is real when I use my evidence that what God evidence is true. I'm going to mix my evidence with the evidence I got from hearing what God said about the matter, and victory happens. Victory becomes real to you. So we have the victory, but we have what overcomes the world. But the victory that overcomes the world is not God's faith. It's not God evident. It will overcome that world. The victory manifests when you give your consent, when you give your faith and mix it with God's word. So you mix your word, you make God's word your word, and then that overcomes the world is real. Look at it. Let's look at it. Third verse. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who's our faith? So if, say, you're a child, you are a child, and then you have a parent, and God's word, something that came out of God, you hear God's word that says, children, see, this is coming out of God, obey your parents in the Lord. See, that's something that came out of God. It was born of God. And God says, if God said that, it's not a grievous thing. It's okay to do it with confidence because it has a promise connected to it. And so you say, okay, now in my situation, I'm a child and I have a parent, and it never goes away. I'm like that with my father now. And I'm at least 25, you know, somewhat over 25. But my father, if I'm in his presence, that word that came out of God, it was born out of God. My situation will always be good if I use that came out of God. It was born of God, and that word that came out of God will overcome the world. That word will keep me well. That word will help me live a long time. So it'll overcome sickness. This word that came to me as my father's son. Children, obey your parents. Listen, in the Lord, for this is right. Because this has a promise. It's the first commandment with promise. So that you live long and that you have well days. So that came out of God. That was born out of God. Now let's look again. Third verse. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. That means it's not irksome. It's not a burden, because I know when I heard what God said about my situation, and if I find myself a son of a father, I'm in a situation where I'm a person on this earth with a father, and that I heard coming out of God is going to overcome the world. So that situation fits me. I got a fit. I have a match. I'm a person on the earth with a father. I've heard something that is born of God. And this that came out of God will overcome the world. So I can embrace that and I can keep that. And as I honor, it's not a burden now. It's not a burden to honor my father. I can use this that came out of God and act like, if I do this, I'll live a long time. So if sickness and disease try to come to my body, I say, no, I honor my father. I honor my mother and my father. And so this can't work in my life. See, I'm acting like what came out of God is true. I'm saying it, putting it to work in my life, so I can expect to live a long time now. I can expect that my days won't be cut short. Because I've gotten something that God said about my situation, and I'm putting it to work in my life, and saying that since I'm acting on this, this is happening in my life. I can with boldness say, I'll live out the length of my days. My days won't be cut short, and every one of my days will be well days, and they'll go well with me. Amen. You see? Now that will overcome. So when I do it and I talk it and I act like it, now it's my faith that I got from hearing what God said. How did I get my faith so that I can use it? I got my faith from hearing. And when I heard it, I had something that will overcome the world. And when I used it, that's the victory, because now it's my faith. So I mixed what I heard with what I did and what I said. And now it's causing victory to show up in your life. Amen. Now, just hearing the word of God and not using that word, it won't profit. It won't profit us. Now, when I hear God's word that says, if I take a piece of my group, of my increase that I've gotten for the first quarter of the year. If I take a portion of it and then I honor God with it, I'm operating victory in my life. Now, once I do that, I want to live like that. I want to talk like that. I don't want to look at anything that's negative. I don't want to pull up my seed and see if it's working. It'll mess it up. Once I plant it, I want to water it. I want to act like it. I want to talk God's talk. And I want to say, glory to God. Glory to God. And tomorrow I want to say, are y'all listening to me? Tomorrow I want to say, glory to God. Glory to God. And I want to be fully persuaded that what God said is working. Whether it looks like it, whether it smells like it, whether it looks like anything has changed, God says it changed. God said something has happened. God says, according to God's word, I can save up and I can store. According to God's word. Now I want to walk it out. I want to live. I want to plant it. It's planted. Now I want to water it every day. You say, Pastor, how am I going to do that? How am I going to say that and doesn't look like my circumstances change? Come on, by a show of hands, how many people have ever planted anything in the ground? By another show of hands, how many times that when you planted something, you looked out the next day after it was planted and saw fruit bearing in that area? How many people had confidence that what you planted is working, even though you didn't see anything? God is better than God's word will work the same day you did it. But if you don't see any difference, there's no problem. The word is still working, isn't it? Hallelujah. You can look over that field and say, I planted that. And that's my okra. I mean, looking at a piece of ground, that's my okra. And right over there is my watermelon. And nobody see it, you know. That's not crazy, is it? No. Now let's look at the scripture. John, 1 John 5 and 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. So we have God's word. God's word will overcome the world. But what is the victory in your life? Your faith. God's word will overcome the world in anybody's life. But the victory that actually overcomes the world and makes it real to you, your faith. It's not God. It's your faith in what God said. And faith is released with words out of my mouth in my life and out of your mouth in your life. Faith works for anybody who will fulfill the biblical prerequisites of how the system works. So it is released by words out of whose mouth? And actions that correspond to those words in whose life? Yeah. You intentionally, deliberately live in victory while we look not at the things that you can feel, or the emotions that you can feel, or the situations that you can see. But at the things which are not seen, I can look at God's word. Every one of you have potential victory, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your situation is. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand up to your feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. Say, my faith is the victory that overcomes the world. What I heard